Our first winner tonight is the Community Contributor Award, and that goes to Annandale Village, and KC Pierce is here representing Annandale Village. Congratulations. What does it feel like, KC, to win a Small Business Award?
We are thrilled to win this award this year, especially considering we were nominated amongst some other really amazing organizations.
Why do you feel it's so important to give back to your community?
Well, as a nonprofit, we feel like we are a staple in the community. We support adults with developmental disabilities and acquired brain injuries at all stages of their life. And we feel like by giving these adults a better life that we are contributing to the greater community at large.
KC Pierce representing Annandale Village, thanks so much. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Next up is the Culture Creator Award, and the winner is VeerQuest Law, and joining us now is Amanda Muller. And Amanda, congratulations. How does it feel for your organization to be a small business winner?
It feels really great. Culture is such an important part of our firm, and we always strive to do the best.
So how are some of the ways and some of the examples that you can tell us about how you've invested in the development and well-being of your employees?
So culture, like I said, is a big thing to us. We always make sure that we're more of a family. We see each other more than our actual family sometimes. We celebrate birthdays, holidays together. We make sure that everyone's well-being is great. We take into account other jobs, schools, and we just make sure that we love each other like we always should.
The Culture Creator Award, VeerQuest Law. Congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our next award winner is the Emerging Entrepreneur Award. And joining me now from Pivot Path is Elizabeth Mbalu Oke. Congratulations, Elizabeth. How does it feel to be a Small Business Award winner?
It feels amazing. I think sometimes I have imposter syndrome where I think I'm not doing as much as I should be, or I'm doing things like, is this really me? And I think this is more of an affirmation that I am doing the right thing and on the right path and really tapping into my talents and gifts.
As a young professional, what inspired you to start your own business?
I actually never wanted to be a business owner, to be honest with you. After seeing my parents in their failed business, it actually kind of tainted my spirit. But I think going through a very difficult time with our family and having our child prematurely and him going to NICU for 3 months, it changes you and it makes you really tap into areas that you didn't think you had as far as strength is concerned and really just go for it. And that's what I did with this business.
Didn't want to start it, but you won an award, though. So congratulations to you so much. Great job, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Next up is the Launch Award, and the winner is Byron Hospitality. And Chef Simone Byron is joining us now. And Simone, congratulations. How does it feel to be a Small Business Award winner?
I am elated. It's been a long road, and to be celebrated at this platform is just amazing for me. I feel great. Thank you.
How has the launch of your business been going, and what are you looking forward to in the future?
The launch has been great. Uphill battle, a lot of passion, a lot of people that are contributing to the success, so it's a community village effort. Looking forward to a very fruitful 2023. I couldn't be more excited.
The Launch Award winner, Byron Hospitality. Congratulations, Simone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you to Gwinnett Chamber.
Our next award now is the Small Business Award for 0 to 5 employees, although I don't know many businesses that have 0 employees. And the winner in that category is Cartridge World Lawrenceville, and the owner, Nancy McGill, joins me now. And Nancy, first off, congratulations. What's going through your mind right now? You were just handed the award. You just came off stage. How are you feeling?
Oh, thank you, Mike. I'm overwhelmed. I just am shocked. I did not expect this. You know, I give it all to my staff. They're a great team, and that's what makes us successful.
What's it like being a standout organization with less than 5 employees?
Well, it has its challenges, Mike. So we're always constantly working together as a team and trying to solve problems for people and help people as much as we can and give the best customer service that we can. And I have a lot of staff that have been with me quite some time, so that does make life easier when you have a small business.
The Small Business Award to the company with 1 to 5 employees goes to Cartridge World Lawrenceville. Congratulations, Nancy McGill.
Thank you very much.
Our next award is the Small Business Award for a company with 6 to 24 employees, and it goes to El Amin Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Institute. Dr. El Amin joins us now, and doctor, congratulations. What's going through your mind right now? You just won the award.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like I just won a Super Bowl. This has been amazing. Too, because you don't want to work hard and you want to build something that make the community better, and for the community to acknowledge the hard work that you've done and give back to you is just unreal. I am speechless. This is one of the greatest days of my life.
What's your favorite thing about being a small business?
Well, the fact that being a small business is that you're able to really be a all hands on deck with your employees, help them grow, mentor them, nurture them, but also you still have that small effect where you're not too big, where you can actually get things done effectively and sort of kind of, you know, the goal is to help all the people in the community. So by being a small business, I feel as though that we can really move in that way and we're not some big, huge conglomerate.
Once again, the Small Business Award winner for 6 to 24 employees is El Amin Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Institute. Dr. El Amin, congratulations once again.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much.
And now joining us is the winner of the Small Business Award for 25 or more employees. It goes to Capital Restoration. Rich Dobbs joins me now. Rich, congratulations. You just won the award. What does it mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, in shock. It really means to us that, wow, that... the hard work and all the folks in the company that are working 24/7, 365 is really paying off. Just serving others it's what it's all about, man. It's just what it's all about. So we're super excited, totally shocked. Really can't put it in words how much this award means to me in the chamber. It's truly the best chamber in the country.
Rich, what's something from the past year that you and your team are very proud of?
Well, just company-wide, everybody in the company is in it to win it. Everybody just has a service heart. We have the right people on the bus in the right seat. I'm just so excited for the company, the direction it's heading. We're all about, you know, just taking care of the customer, number one, and, you know, just growing like wildfire just across the country. So just very excited about the leadership, you know, Casey provides us and just all the folks, how hard they work. It's a testimony, and this award definitely goes out to everybody in the company.
All right. Rich Dobbs representing Capital Restoration, the Small Business Award winner for 25 or more employees. Rich, again, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, Mike.
And now next up is the Support System Award, and it goes to the Atlanta Chinese Entrepreneurs Club. David Yang joins us now. And David, you just picked up the award on stage. How do you feel?
I feel pretty humbled and honored to receive this great awards because this is the first time we've been nominated and we are newcomer to the great chamber. So appreciate for the everything they've done for us.
Why is it so important that we have a thriving and a successful small business environment?
I believe this country is pretty much the business is 90% is small business. If the small business is prosperous or progressive, you know, and we should have a decent economy and decent society.
David Yang, representing the Atlanta Chinese Entrepreneurs Club, the winner of the Support System Award here at the Gwinnett Chamber Small Business Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And our final award here for the day is the Founder Award, and it goes to Grace Fricks with Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs. Grace, how does it feel to be a Small Business Award winner?
It feels wonderful. It's been 22 years. So the award I have is the Founders Award. And I can tell you this, I'm so happy my staff are here and many of our customers are here. Without them, there would be no ACE. They've built the organization.
What is the biggest lesson you've learned from starting your own business?
I think the most important thing is persistence. There were so many times over 22 years that we actually failed, but I didn't tell anyone. I just, you know, got back up and got back on that horse and kept riding and just sort of changed directions, but never said anything. So people probably didn't notice. So persistence. If you're really committed, you will succeed. It may take a long time, but you'll succeed.
But I'm guessing, Grace, that you learned from those failures.
Oh, I absolutely did. I hire fabulous staff. And that's one of the things I learned the hard way, is that you can't do it all yourself. If you try to, you're only one person. And one person doesn't have all the skills, talents, expertise that it takes to make a successful organization, especially one like ours that provides capital, coaching, and connections to build other businesses.
Absolutely. Again, Grace Fricks, Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, the Founders Award winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mike.